This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I'm seeing the anti-gun politicians already jumping all up and down all over this. I am seeing, I had an ad running on Facebook, and I'm being jumped on by one particular individual because this happened in California. We're learning more about this rampage attempt, which, you know, two young people are dead, at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. But nobody on the anti-gun side has waited for any of the details before trying to shoehorn the tragedy into their own push for additional gun control law. And this happened in California, where they have lots and lots of gun control. We've learned a little bit about the suspect. We know that this is his birthday. They've not released his name, but this is his 16th birthday. He's being treated at a hospital for a gunshot wound to the head, said Los Angeles Sheriff Department Captain Kent Wegener. Wegener said the teen was standing in the quad when he pulled a .45 caliber handgun from his backpack and opened fire at other students before turning the gun on himself. Four people from the school were transported to Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital for treatment. One patient at the time of this was a 16-year-old young lady who passed away, died due to her wounds. A 14-year-old girl, a 15-year-old girl, and two 15-year-old boys are also being treated, although I'm aware that one of them has died as well. Even before this, any details emerged, politicians were already weighing in and calling for more gun control. And first of all, we had Richard Vietnam Blumenthal. He called his colleagues opposed to gun control complicit in the attack. Senator Kamala Harris demanded reasonable gun safety laws while appearing on CNN. And Peter Buttigieg blamed the NRA. He got on Twitter. He said this. He says this on Twitter. We don't yet have all the details of the horrifying events in Santa Clarita, but we do know that in America today, children are scared to go to school. Parents and teachers are terrified, and that can't stand. It's time to hold the NRA and our leaders in Washington accountable. Meanwhile, gun control activists like Shannon Squeaky Watts from the Mods Band Attention are trying to pin the blame on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell with the hashtag Massacre Mitch trending on Twitter. What gun control law that was passed by the House would have prevented this attack? It doesn't really matter. If this kid had a handgun in California, that meant that handgun was on the California DOJ approved safe list at some point or another. It appears that he had a single stack 1911, just based upon what I'm hearing, because he tried to kill himself with the last bullet, and he did not reload. And as long as the anti-gunners can try to blame Republicans or the gun lobby for a shooting that happened in a state with the most restrictive gun control law in the country and a government that's completely controlled by Democrats, they're going to. What safeguards were in Saugus High School? Maybe somebody can answer that one for me. I would love to know that. What measures have they taken? How many school resource officers do they have? Have they ever considered arming teachers? And this is the state of Gavin Newsom, so I know the answers to all of this. Some of this stuff isn't going to happen simply because they say, well, it shouldn't have to be that way. But the person responsible for this shooting shot himself in the head after trying to murder his classmates. And it doesn't matter what the 16-year-old's political beliefs are. Neither Democrats nor Republicans are to blame for this shooting today. But in California, this is a fact. You can have universal background checks, a 10-day waiting period on firearms purchases, background checks on ammunition purchases, an assault weapons ban, micro-stamping, a high-capacity magazine ban, red flag laws, safe storage laws, age restrictions on purchasing firearms, and dozens of other gun control laws, and still this attack happened. And for every politician that wants to use this tragedy to push their gun control agenda, there should be a dozen reporters asking them why, if all of California's gun control laws didn't prevent an attack like this, that they claim a federal universal background check or ban on semi-automatic rifles would. Kamala Harris, the flailing, drowning in the candidate pool, Kamala Harris, said on CNN today to stop with the nonsense and pass gun control. And you know what? We need to quit pretending that gun control laws offer some sort of magical protection against these types of active assailant attacks. Nobody wants to see these types of attacks happen. But if they're happening in states like California with all of their gun control laws on the books, then maybe the answer doesn't lie in trying to ban our way to safety. The answers on how to control or prevent these kind of attacks can't be found in a gun control bill. Instead, they are contained in the newly released Secret Service report on active assailant attacks on school grounds, which covered just exactly this. And maybe the politicians should give that a pretty good read. And if they did that, they learned that virtually every one of these attacks could have been prevented and not through more gun control. It's almost certain that as more details about the suspect are revealed, we'll learn about the warning signs and issues that went unaddressed. And the answer is Ryan Petty, whose daughter Elena was murdered at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, said is in identifying those few individuals before they act out to harm others and or themselves, not trying to curtail the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. So, the California model of banning their way to safety failed. A 16-year-old had a semi-automatic pistol. Despite all the gun control, despite all the things in place, all the checks, all the background checks, all the waiting periods, all the red flag laws, they call theirs the gun violence restraining order. Gun control laws are not going to stop this. They are not a magic talisman. If you are a parent, first things first, if you're a parent and you have a child in school, the first question I would be asking is, what is your plan? If you're concerned about that, what is the plan if this happens? Ask, do you have school resource officers? Do you have armed teachers? And if the answer to that is no and no, then ask why. But do not rely on gun controllers. Because if anywhere was going to be the place that had it happen, where gun control would possibly work, it would have to be here. And it failed. Miserably. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. The This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Let's talk about, let's break this shooting down. Let's have a little timeline. Let's hear from some people that were there. This occurred around 7:30 a.m. at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita. They're about 30 miles northwest of downtown L.A. Shauna Arandi, 16 years old, said she was in her Spanish class doing homework when she heard four gunshots that she initially mistook as instruments from a band class. She saw a student burst into the room saying he'd seen the gunman, and her classmates were stunned into silence, she said later, as she left a nearby park with her father. My worst nightmare actually came true. This is it. I'm going to die. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Freshman Rosie Rodriguez said she was walking up the library stairs when she heard noises that sounded like balloons popping. She realized there were gunshots when she saw other students running. Still carrying a backpack laden with books, she ran across the street to a home where a person she didn't know gave her shelter to her and about 10 other students. I just heard a lot of kids crying. We were scared, she said. We're going to talk about that, too. On a normal day, she said Saugus High School felt very, very safe. We never really thought this would happen in our school. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said six people were shot, including the 16-year-old student suspect, on his birthday. No details were released on a motive. A video of the shooting shows the gunman shooting himself in the head. He was carrying a .45 caliber handgun. The two students who died were 16 and 14. Their names have not yet been released. Saugus High School and the other schools in the area were locked down. Television images showed deputies swarming the school and several people being moved on gurneys. Lines of students were escorted from the school by armed deputies. Anxious parents were awaiting reunification with their children in a park near the high school. Los Angeles County Undersheriff Tim Murakami had tweeted an apology to the parents, saying investigators needed to interview the students before they could be released. Arandi said she has heard about so many school shootings that she always assumed she'd panic in such a moment, but she said she stayed calm thanks to the help of her teacher who locked down the classroom. When it began, Arandi said she heard people yelling and running. Students in the classroom started crying and hugging one another. I just couldn't believe it was happening, she said. She was escorted from the classroom to the school gym and later picked up by her father, Hamid Arandi. He said she burst out crying like crazy, but I felt better because I knew the danger was gone. It's one of those random things you always have to worry about. His daughter said she would probably go home and vomit from the stress. Student Sharon Orlena Cordova told KNBC-TV she hid under a table in a nurse's office until officers came to get her. When I got out, I saw this person lying on the ground with blood all over. Okay. First things first. I talked the other day about how some of these students are out there saying, well, it stresses me to practice this. And then we hear from Sean Arandi, who said, this is it, I'm going to die. My school felt so safe. Children are not, while they're not completely set up to handle the stress and the critical thinking that comes in one of these events, they can take direction. This Rosie Rodriguez, who didn't drop her backpack. Listen, Tell your kids, if they hear somebody shooting, to drop everything they've got to get faster and get quicker. Teach them what real cover is, not a house. You're looking for concrete. You're looking for barriers. Do you know what kind of weapon is that you don't? I mean, a car is not cover against the right kind of weapon. And get involved with these schools. I mean, get involved with local government. The sad thing about this in California, and I did the litany of all the things that they've already got in place, none of it stopped this. None of it's going to stop this. And while the gun grabbers are out there saying, listen, you know, this is on the NRA. This is on the president. This is on DOJ. This is on the Republicans. This is on you. Now, you'll notice that since 9/11, we've had no more jet airliners parked in skyscrapers because we took steps to ensure that that was not going to happen. We guard with weapons a bunch of stuff. And for you gun grabbers out there, I sincerely believe that the body count benefits you. And everything that you push saves nobody. Everything you put, I mean, listen, this kid was 16 years old. This kid wasn't a gun runner. Did he have a driver's license? I mean, if he did, for gasoline and college, I mean, living in California is really, really expensive. This is falling on deaf ears now. This is in an area in a state where you got everything you want. It's a gun grabber's heaven. And this happened. And it's going to happen again. Give it time. And it's going to be on you because you're not taking steps. You're out there looking at me like I'm the cause. You're out there looking at the NRA like they're the cause. They're not the cause. The cause is there's nothing there to stop them. We have gone way away from discipline. We have no idea how to handle children anymore. I guess. I don't know. But this isn't on me. And this isn't on guns. And this isn't on Second Amendment advocates. This is on you, gun grabbers. You had everything you wanted there, and this happened anyway. Look in the mirror. Realize the truth. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is reacting to a shooting at a high school in Southern California. Police say a student fatally shot two students and wounded three others at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita before shooting himself in the head. The suspect is hospitalized in grave condition.
Tragically, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy have lost their lives. This was another heartbreaking day for students and parents in America.
People are praying after that school shooting in northern Los Angeles County. Dan Broyles is a pastor at Valencia Hills Community Church, and they opened their doors shortly after the news broke this morning.
Obviously, many people here have loved ones or friends that maybe you saw the shooting or had a lockdown in the classroom. And so part of this is their own shock and then caring for people they love.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right, let's shift a little bit. I have been, and I always am going to be a little picky about this whole due process thing, because I helped defend the Constitution. I did my part. And because I'm an American citizen, and that whole thing inspired me to give my youth to this country. And let's understand clearly the nature of the due process argument over impeachment. This is not about Donald Trump getting due process. This is about you, the American people, getting due process. It's our choice for president that was being challenged. You get due process under our glorious Constitution when you are about to have your individual rights infringed, like having your freedom or money taken. Now, Trump has no individual right to be president. It's a position that we gave him in order to work for us. The presidency is not his any more than being a colonel meant the eagle belonged to the guy that got the rank. The real due process rights at issue here belong to us. America's citizens who are faced with the prospect of having our right to choose our president infringed upon. So in other words, when no one is allowed to put on a defense to the impeachment inquisition, it's not Trump who's being deprived of his due process rights. It's the American people who are being deprived of their due process rights. Due process means a chance to have your say to tell your side of the story. We all used to accept that everyone has the right to make their case. Now, sometimes that may be hard. If the 5-0 catches an axe murderer with a dripping hatchet and a tat on his forehead that says, "I heart mayhem," and he just started a YouTube video entitled, "I just went on an axe murder frenzy," he's probably going to have an uphill battle to acquittal. But it would never occur to us not to tell him the charges and to let his lawyer ask questions and call witnesses in front of an impartial judge and jury. Due process is not about a result, but about giving everyone a chance to tell his side of the story. And up until very recently, it seemed like we all agreed on that. But as in so many other ways, it appears that our ruling caste thinks that Trump is such a special case that we have to make an exception to the rules for him. Maybe it's because of the way Trump destroys all of the dogma and stuff. Is it too much to ask Adam Schiff to do the same basic things for the American people in this process than a dude accused of tearing mattress tags would get? You know, you can't do that. Tag terror would get told exactly what charges he's going to be defending himself against. So, what charges are we defending ourselves against here? Tag terror would get a judge and a jury that were impartial and unbiased, with no preconceived notions about the facts. But Schiff Kimata has spent 3 years telling us Trump must be removed, so we're facing a prosecutor/judge. And that's a due process abomination. Tag terror, we get to question witnesses against him and really question them. And we don't get to here, because Judge Schiff is willing to allow relevant questions. But the surprise here is this. What's relevant is only stuff that supports his pre-existing narrative. Anything that disputes it is irrelevant. That's like a prosecutor who gets to stand up and say, "Objection, that hurts my case." Tag terror could call his own witnesses, including witnesses the other side doesn't want heard, which, of course, is the point of calling them. But we can't do that when it comes to removing the president that we elected. How's that reasonable in any way? And let's not forget the origin of all of this. Supposedly, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, the president, was wrong for threatening to hold back free money from foreigners if they failed to help investigate why a former VP and current presidential contender's drug-snorting paternity suit-having Navy reject son was pulling in north of $50,000 a month from a Ukrainian gas oligarch. If Trump didn't do that, he should have. The dual-track justice system where the corruption of the elite and connected is actively protected while those on the outside are prosecuted for calling attention to it is itself a ruinous disgrace. So it's not really due process if the accused is not allowed to prove himself innocent. Now the objection to granting the American people their due process will be that Trump will use due process to assert technicalities to foil the impeachment plot. Well, hell to the yeah. The other word for technicalities is the law. You see, the technicalities are what accusers call the protections, procedures, and requirements that they don't want to have to meet in order to get what they want from someone else. Most of the time, the technicalities that the person didn't do the crime or the tort. As an example, in the Ben Shapiro clock boy case, and let's just talk about what's out there in public. It was demonstrated that Ben Shapiro did not commit defamation. Now, critics of that legal victory called that a technicality, but it's not a technicality when you didn't do the thing you were accused of, and it's not somehow underhanded to prove that using the tools provided by due process. And that's the thing here. You have a sham process where prosecutors with a clear bias and a prejudgment of fact are not trying to make a factual determination. They want to orchestrate a show trial designed to validate the decision they reached before this whole Ukrainian thing even started, before the fake Russia thing began. even before pantsuit, the stumbly one, before she lost. And this is an un-American disgrace. It deprives the American people of their rights. And the garbage elite are going to wave that one off because this is Trump and this is a special case. But there are no special cases. When you change the standards in your special case, every case inevitably becomes a special case. And then it becomes the new normal to not do those things and not have that due process. So what you have here is you have Donald Trump, who is breaking all the norms, which the norm for political movement in this country was glacial prior to him being here. How many times did you get told this had to happen or that had to happen before this could happen? All this other stuff? And then Trump just rolls in and says, I'm going to do this, and then he started doing it. How many times did we hear that from people in Congress and in the Senate and all these other places? So he is the norm breaker. But in their attempt to get rid of him, they're the ones that are actually breaking the most norms and the most important norms of all. And then when they cry out, help us, as the new rules they made devour them, we're going to smile at them and say no. Trump knows this is not what anybody thinks it is. And we're going to see. And right now, all of this other stuff that they're trying to hide, they're trying to distract us from, that's going to come out. And it's going to be the biggest political scandal in history. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. There has been more than a little bit of hysteria in the gun community over the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case of Remington Arms versus Soto. This is the Connecticut case brought by parents and one survivor of the Sandy Hook shooting. Now, gun opponents and most of the media are out there crowing right now that this means firearms companies can now be sued into oblivion, and some gun rights advocates are similarly crying that the sky is falling and the Supreme Court has abandoned us. And neither of these are actually accurate. So, let's dispel some myths. The Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act does not provide blanket immunity to firearms manufacturers. If a gun has a defective trigger, you can still bring a product liability claim against the manufacturer if that particular manufacturing or design defect directly caused your injury. Or if a firearms manufacturer is engaged in price fixing or bid rigging, it is still subject to the normal civil or criminal liability for such conduct. What the PLCAA does say is that you can't sue firearms manufacturers for liability arising from the criminal or unlawful misuse of a firearm by third parties. And it actually does contain several exceptions to this, one of which is the following. An action in which a manufacturer or seller of a qualified product knowingly violated a state or federal statute applicable to the sale or marketing of the product, and the violation was approximate cause of the harm for which relief is sought. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Second, the Connecticut Supreme Court did not find that Remington was liable, and nor did they reflexively find for the plaintiffs. In fact, it affirmed the dismissal of all but one of the plaintiffs' claims, a claim that Bushmaster's advertising violated Connecticut state law that prohibits false advertising. With respect to that claim, the court found that taking the arguments presented in the plaintiff's pleadings as true, which is the standard for a motion to dismiss, it was possible that plaintiffs could establish at trial that one, Bushmaster violated a state law applicable to the marketing of the product, and that said violation proximately caused plaintiff's injuries, and therefore the above-mentioned exception to the PLCAA immunity applies. It's a very narrow decision that squeaked by the barest of margins, 4-3. Third, while the U.S. Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case immediately is disappointing, that wasn't really unexpected or unusual. The harsh reality is the Supreme Court takes up very, very few cases, even when there are clear circuit splits or obvious disregard for settled law. And it's frustrating, and it makes a lot of people mad, but it's been the reality of Supreme Court practice for generations. More importantly, and procedurally, the case is at the motion to dismiss stage. The case has not been tried on the merits, and the Supreme Court rarely, if ever, takes any cases that are at this stage. Compounding matters, the Connecticut Supreme Court majority, likely to further reduce the possibility of immediate Supreme Court review, couched their decision in terms of state law, and the U.S. Supreme Court almost never weighs in on this kind of a state issue. So what does all this mean going forward for the plaintiffs at Remington Arms versus Soto? It means that they will now have to prove with admissible evidence that Bushmaster, in fact, violated the Connecticut false marketing statute. Number two, that Bushmaster knowingly violated it. And number three, that such violations proximately cause plaintiffs injuries. Now, I seriously doubt that the plaintiffs will be able to prove any of these. And the third element is virtually impossible to prove. And the dissent in the Connecticut Supreme Court recognized that. So the plaintiffs are going to have to show, with admissible evidence, that Adam Lanza actually saw the advertising in question, and that the false nature of the advertising, i.e. the state law violation, is what caused him to commit mass murder, and thus caused plaintiffs' injuries. That is, you know, to say the least, a very heavy lift. And I don't think the plaintiffs are going to be able to satisfy or carry the burden of proving that at trial. And as for the U.S. Supreme Court, because the Pro-2A community is very heavily invested in gun-related lawsuits, it's easy to get intellectually lazy and see anti-2A bogeymen and stratagems behind everything that happens. And don't let this sting you too much, but that kind of attitude is not, it's sort of the same as those of a college social justice warrior type who stridently and confidently proclaims that everything they see is a result of racism, sexism, the patriarchy, climate change, etc., EIEIO. Don't fall for that mentality. Calm down. Get icy and look dispassionately at the facts and the realities of Supreme Court practice and procedure, rather than simply assuming that there's a fix and it's in. Would I have liked to see the Supreme Court grant cert in this case? Sure. Was that even remotely likely to happen, given the procedural posture of the case? It's never been that way. It's never happened that way. This is not a case that is ripe. This is not even a case. If this were fruit, it would not be picked from the tree yet. It's very, very early on in procedure where they're at right now. Does the court's decision not to grant cert on this unripe case and turn into a state law issue foreshadow anything regarding their attitude towards the Second Amendment? No. Now, if Roberts wimps out on the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case, then we jump up and down on the chest of the Supreme Court and tell them that they lack fortitude. But this court didn't take a case, and the fact that they didn't take this with a modicum of legal experience, anybody with a modicum of legal experience would tell you it was a long shot. So, the sky's not falling. It's not even teetering. Because these poor people that lost their loved ones in this rampage killing can't, the burden of proof is on them and they can't prove it. You would basically have to have Adam Lanza on the stand asking him, did you see these ads? It's so impossible to prove. I mean, I feel so bad for these relatives because Remington, if this all gets dismissed, Remington will go after them for legal fees, which it's a strategy. It's a way to make some bones and get out there and say, this is what happens when you mess with somebody and you had a bad case. And they have a bad case. But once again, the Brady campaign steps up and says, listen, we're going to be behind you. We're going to support you morally all the way through. And, you know, just like with the Lucky Gunner case, when that poor family got slapped with $200,000+ in legal fees and may as well have been $200 million, Brady campaign offered them jobs, I guess. But, I mean, they vanished. They didn't say, well, we're going to cover that for you, which is a position they should be taking if they're going to stick these people out front. This is a fishing expedition, P-H-I-S-H, expedition. This is them trying to throw something against the wall and see if it sticks. And unfortunately, real people get caught up in this, and it's just sad. It's absolutely sad. But it was never going to go anywhere anyway. But take a moment, take a deep breath, exhale, inhale. Let's let it play out. Coming up next, it's going to be another trip to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.